Learning shouldn't take waking up at 7 a.m. A 70-minute bus ride, overworked, overwhelmed teachers in overcrowded classrooms, metal detectors, bullies, or being left behind for working at your own pace. We're not gonna take it. Rethink school with K-12. Enroll in fully accredited tuition-free online public school at k12.com/learn.
And welcome back to Success Made to Last. I'm Rick Tokini. This show is brought to you by Eber Jones Financial Advisors, along with Heather Barnes Media. And we've got a great guest on today. I've just spent the last couple of minutes warming up with her, Alicia Trevino Gonzalez, president of Twang. First of all, it's one of the greatest company names I've ever heard of. And it is a San Antonio-based, Latino-owned beer salt company that has pioneered beer salt's acceptance for people all over the United States, making dressing your beer a common practice. And this business has been around for 36 years. Of special note is that Alicia is, most importantly, a mother of four, but she also runs a company. So welcome to our show.
Hi, thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be
here. Great to have you on. All right, tell us the story of your company and the family and why it's all so important to you.
Okay. So a little bit about the Twang story and how Twang came to be. So my father started Twang in 1986, you know, growing up here in San Antonio and traveling a lot as a child through Mexico with his grandparents. You know, he became really familiar with this whole idea of citrus salts and, you know, adding that to food and to beverages. And so, you know, he started his profession in the criminal justice field and then, you know, just kind of fell on this food business, you know. And so he knew that he could make this product available. He knew that it would be something that people would like. So he really started to do all of his own investigation, right? And was able to come up with some formulas, was able to contact a co-packer out of Chicago. And what he did was he started, you know, the company on this 10-cent packet. You know, they were kind of single-served, 1-gram packets, and they were available in 3 flavors, the lemon lime, pickle, and chili lime. Mm-hmm. And he would go kind of convenience store by convenience store asking them to trial the product. And he would go sell an account and come back home, and these packets would arrive to our house in big, large barrels, you know, 50,000 packets at a time, and we would weigh them out and box them up, and then he would go right back out and deliver them to all the stores, you know. So it truly has been a dream come true for my father, in the sense that, you know, when he started out the company, I don't think he realized the success that we would be experiencing today 36 years later, you know. So back in about 1992 is when he got into his own manufacturing. So actually, we do all of our own manufacturing. We have a 50,000 square foot facility here in San Antonio, and we have another 30,000 square foot facility in Mexico that also helps with a large part of our production.
Wow.
So about over 100,000 square feet of manufacturing, and we now have distribution all across the United States and all your major convenience store chains, grocery store chains, liquor chains, Walmart, you know, places like that. So the beer salt, just a little background on how Twang became beer salt, was really because he noticed people were really using that lemon lime citrus salt and lime salt to dress their beer. And so he designed the beer salt bottle. And I think you had one earlier this morning.
Oh, yes.
You know, he wanted people to be able to see that bottle and instantly recognize what to do with it. And so he developed and designed and patented that bottle for Twang. And it really became this phenomenon of dressing your beer here in Texas. And that is the number. We have 5 brands at retail right now, but that's still the number one product line of the company.
Mm, that's amazing. One of the things that impresses us about your company is that it's dripping with fun.
Yes.
And I want to know where that personality came from and how you're continuing it into the future.
Yeah, you know, I think that's really something that we got from our parents, you know, and our culture and how we would enjoy eating and drinking on the weekends at barbecues and with family. And so we knew, you know, setting out when we were building the brands that we wanted it to be fun. We wanted it to be engaging. We wanted it to be approachable for everyone, you know, even though the flavors are rooted in our Latin palate a lot of the times, we want it to be accessible for everybody and for them to enjoy the same types of experiences that we do, you know, when we're cooking or, you know, cutting fruit for our kids or dressing our beers. So exactly. That's definitely in the DNA of Twang is, you know, it's got to be fun. And we want it to stand out for our customers in the store, you know, and on a shelf. Yes.
You bet. Hey, you're a mother of four. How do you do it all?
You know, I have a great support system. I have a good village supporting me, you know, with my daughters. And, you know, it's really important for me to make sure that they understand that, you know, women can do it both. You know, you can be a good mom and you can be present. And then you can also, you know, run a company or work somewhere, you know, and be successful. So it's not without a lot of support, for sure.
I just really can appreciate that. You know, Alicia, that you've got one of the greatest company names ever. I want to know about when the light bulb went on to name it Twang. And was there a backup name?
Well, it's kind of funny because Twang was the backup name. So when my father was registering the company, he originally wanted to name it Puckers. And you know, because he thought, you know, when people eat something sour, they pucker up, you know, and that sure. was, you know, his original concept. And so it got denied because it was too close or too similar to Smuckers, the jelly, you know. And so he at the time had a thesaurus and started looking up all the words, right? You know, what means sour? What means tart? What means salty? And the word Twang kept popping up as a descriptor. And he put it in at the time and assumed it would be denied also because at the time, if y'all remember, there was Tang out in the market, which was a powdered based drink that, you know, you would just add water to.
So he thought, the astronauts drank.
Yes, exactly. So he thought, I'll submit Twang and buy myself some time while I think of something better. And sure enough, Twang was accepted. And it's almost serendipitous because it has become just such, for us, it's a verb, it's a noun, it's an action, you know, it's a people, you know, we've gotten a lot of halo effect because it's how you describe music and a vibe and a feeling. And so Twang couldn't be, we couldn't agree more that Twang has just become such a fun brand name that it's easy to play off of and keep adding around it.
Absolutely. Okay. By now, you know that I am of another generation, and I remember when using a lime with Corona became trendy, not the way it is today. I also remember when Blue Moon was launched because I lived in Colorado, and it's a Adolf Kurz brand.
Sure.
And the use of that orange. This may be a little bombastic on our part today, but I'm sitting here thinking, is it possible that your company was one of the ones that actually planted the seed in the minds of the beverage industry that those citrus products go with their beer because you launched it first along with your dad with this product?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's a good growth story in the sense that when he started the company, to your point, you know, and he would try to go and partner with different beer distributors or different companies. You know, he wouldn't get a lot of traction. You know, he would get comments like, well, if we wanted flavor in our beer, we would add it, you know. And so he thought, OK, well, we'll keep going, you know, and he did. And I remember early on when I was in college and I was working in marketing, in the marketing department and in field events, we would go to the craft beer festivals and basically get like laughed out of the room because, you know, how dare us, you know, plant the idea that we wanted to add something to their beautifully, you know, brewed beers. And nowadays it's kind of funny. We're full circle, you know, and now we partner with some of the largest beer brands, you know, whether it's Dos Equis or Corona, great partnerships with some of our local breweries, you know, especially here in Texas. We've been able to partner up with the Martin House Brewery on a flavored beer with them, you know. And it's neat. It's really come full circle. And now you see so many flavors of beers out there. And it's kind of like Twain kind of was ahead of its time a little bit in the sense that, hey, these beers could add a little bit of citrus and flavor notes and make it a little bit more enjoyable. So it's been a fun journey, definitely watching the transition of the beer industry. And like I was mentioning earlier, before we started, you know, our two latest beer salt flavors, the cucumber chili and the grapefruit, were specifically designed with the idea of seltzers in mind. You know, as beer companies need to start competing with seltzer companies, we thought, okay, well, you know, we know we can, those can also use a little touch of citrus or a little touch of salt to round out some of those flavor profiles. So we developed those specifically with those partnerships in the future in mind.
You got it. Well, we love your product, and I was sharing with Alicia before the show, if she didn't mind me sharing a secret with you folks, and it's about, I tried their cucumber on watermelon, and it was like, oh my gosh, go out and buy this product from Twain along with 10 watermelons from HEB.
Oh my goodness.
Because it is fan freaking tastic. That's my best description. It popped.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Watermelon.
I agree. We've had some fun combinations over the years. You know, the pickle salt is one of my favorite flavor profiles that we have. And one of my favorite snacks with that is on celery. I literally just sprinkle some down the center of a celery stick, and it's a perfect combination, you know, on popcorn, on, you know, when you're making sandwiches or tuna or, you know, chicken salad. It's like, it's the perfect, if you don't have pickles, you can literally use our citrus salt, our pickle salt to add that dill flavor, and it tastes exactly like it. And that's one of the things that I think that's helped, you know, continue to build our brand loyalty is that, you know, when we say it tastes like a cucumber, it's going to taste like a cucumber. You know, it's not, we're not under delivering on flavor. In fact, you know, probably that's Twain's stamp is, you know, we're bold in flavor, you know, we're going to, you know, make sure that it's the best quality that we can put out.
Yeah. And I would also add from a sensory perspective that when you open up the package, you get a nose full of the strong aroma of the flavor. So you're not bashful when it comes to aroma.
No, we use all natural ingredients and flavors. And it's really important for us, you know, to have that full experience for our consumers. And I think that's what keeps, you know, people coming back to try our other options when we come up with new flavors or new products.
You bet. As we go to commercial, why don't you lead off and tell us where we can go to find out more information on your company and all social media platforms as well?
Yes. So for more information, you can go to our main website, twain.com. And then we are actively social on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. And that's usually where we keep all of our consumers up to date on events that we're going to be at, or drink recipes or food recipes on how to use the products.
Beautiful. And we will pause for a message from our sponsor, and we will be right back with Alicia Trevino Gonzalez, president of Twain.
Hello, I'm Heather Barnes, food and product photographer and storyteller behind the lens. Our Austin-based team is all about visual solutions. For your brand, it's essential for your product to be memorable and have stickiness. Our clients like Ghirardelli, Tiff's Treats, and Nautamu choose our photography to develop positive associations with their brand. They call our work inspiring because it moves consumers into a relationship with their company. And we can do the same for you. Learn more today at heatherbarnes.com. Focused on you, your story, and your success with memorable photography garnished with love.
And we're back with Alicia, enjoying this conversation about her great product, Twain, which they were so gracious to send us some samples, and love the heritage and of the company, and learning about the importance of family with it too. This back half of the show is really focused on you and learning more about the inside track on a professional mom who's running one of the few beer salt companies that we know of in the world. And let's start with this one, Alicia. When you look back on your lifetime thus far, who have been some of your favorite mentors?
I feel like if I didn't, to start off with my father, he really was, when I stepped into this position about 7 years ago, it was really because I had the support system of him behind me, and he's taught so many key things to becoming a professional and how to do business that it resonates and it carries throughout the company. So, surrounding yourself with people who are specialists in their fields, is one of the main things he's taught me. He's always expressed like, you don't have to be the smartest person in the room, but you got to surround yourself with people who know what they're doing and be willing to listen and observe. So with that in mind, I've taken the opportunity through my career to anytime I'm able to get in front of new professionals or, people in their thing to just absorb and watch and listen and learn and understand how they carry themselves, how they go about conflict, So I definitely have been a study of the business world, for a long time. So a lot of mentors over the course of my career, for sure.
Very good. Very good. What do you think is the greatest life lesson you've learned as a mom / president?
I feel like if you're not taking the time to smell the roses in between all the busyness, then you're going to be failing in one of the categories, either as being a mom or running a company that's doing well, So that's been a pretty good life lesson that I've realized that, one, I don't have to be all places all the time. I need to make sure that the ones that I am are at, that I'm fully present when I'm there, because you can get yourself into a rut where you're just moving through the motions of being there, but never really taking the time to absorb what's happening or, fully experience what's going on that day. So my biggest life lesson is if you can't be present, then you shouldn't be there at all, So I really make sure to try to keep my balance between being a mom and being the president of the company.
Oh, thank you for saying that. That means a lot. And to our listening audience of a lot of young entrepreneurs and business owners, that goes a long way. Somewhat of a side story. I worked at Frito-Lay and also ran Columbo Yogurt. What kept me up at night was, of all things, flavor proliferation. And it's like, I remember at Columbo going, remember, Ricky, 79% of your sales are still vanilla, chocolate, and strawberry. So I'm wondering, how do you take on the challenge of flavor proliferation inside your company and to know what's the right balance of new versus old?
It's funny. We talk about that a lot in our strategy sessions because, while the company is 36 years old, it's still rather regional, So, I was at a West Coast conference a few weeks back and we were presenting to a lot of new grocery retailers there on the West Coast. And some of the questions were like, do you have, how was the question frame? It was basically like, do you have any like proof of concept? And it's like, well, we've been around 36 years, And so, we're constantly reminding our teams here that the original flavors are still so new to so many people that, you can drive yourself nuts as a business, I think, if you're just constantly trying to churn the creativity wheel, right? You really got to hone in on those flavors that people enjoy and they love, and then, keep sprinkling in the new innovation and the new things. So, when we're rolling out with a new flavor or a new line extension or a new product, we're taking all those things into consideration, because there's always room to grow, so there's never a need to.
Right.
And it's hard because Twain is all about innovation. I mean, and my father's still around, and he's a serial entrepreneur. So, the ideas are endless when it comes to what's next for Twang. It's just a matter of you got to keep balancing out, you know, really where your priorities should be.
Very good. A couple more questions for our special guest, Alicia Trevino Gonzalez, president of Twang. If there were a musical song for Twang, as you open up your website, or even as we open up one of these packages and a little song came across, what would be the song?
Wow, I've never had that question asked. It's got to be something that makes you move, something that, you know, I don't know. I might have to think about that one.
All right, I'm gonna circle around and I will end the show with that one. I mean, you can reel off any song you want to, but I'll circle back to that one and leave that one toward the end.
Okay.
One of the things that we do on this show too is we talk about the success versus the significance of your company. And one of the things that caught my eye is that in your community, you're donating to local charities and the San Antonio Food Bank. Tell our listening audience why it's important to have a space in your heart to do something significant.
Oh my God. It's so important. You know, I think, you know, your community is where we live and where we grow. And I think even so much so recently over the last few years, you know, since the pandemic, I think really probably started all those wheels rolling for us, you know, and you really realize that, you know, there's a lot of people in need. And if you have the ability, the time, the, you know, the will to put yourself out there and be present and help, it goes a long way, you know, and it doesn't take a whole lot, you know, to keep paying it forward. And so we really believe in just that, you know, if, you know, we're blessed and believe that, you know, it's our duty kind of to pay it back in our community, you know, that supports us, you know, and get more involved, you know. So those are easy things for us. You know, for us, it's a matter of wanting to do more, you know, and make sure that everybody has the ability to, you know, I was a young teenage mom, you know, and I think I was really fortunate that I had a support system in my parents to help me with my daughter while I was attending college or doing those things. And not everybody has that, right? So it could be as simple as helping somebody, you know, babysit for a couple of hours or helping, you know, their child read. It doesn't have to come in large monetary give backs all the time. I mean, if you can, good, you should, you know, and pay it forward. But there's a lot of things small that can go a long way for people. So it's very important for us to keep that servant's kind of heart in giving as a company and as a family, a Trevino family.
Thank you for that. And speaking of family, if we had your eldest daughter on the show today, what would she say is the greatest life lesson mom has taught her so far?
I would probably think resiliency, you know, would be something that she would probably speak of, you know. I think it's really easy for, you know, to get kind of weighed down by the weight of the world sometimes and what you mm-hmm. think you should be doing and how you should be doing it. And, you know, her watching me grow as a mom and as a professional over all these years, I think that would probably be one of her highlights is because, you know, I don't give up I don't give up too easy. So resilient.
I can tell. And it shows in your great company too. All right. So one more question, and then we're going to circle back to the music question. So you better be able to reel off at least one Beatles song or some song that represents your company. So I'm stalling for you, Alicia, on this one. All right. So having been raised Catholic, mm-hmm. one of the few things that I remember from catechism and my days of getting beaten up by nuns is that we're called to be salt and light in the world. And here you are leading a salt company that's full of flavor. What do you think that means to you today as a great leader of a company to be the salt and light in the world?
you have some very good questions here. A little deep. I would say I think it's about showing empathy. And, you know, when you ask about mentors, the other person, like, you know, I failed to mention was my mother, you know, and she passed away a few years back now. And, but I think one of the things that, you know, while she, you know, had a small career growing up, you know, she was definitely a stay-at-home mom. But one of the key leadership things that I learned from her was the ability to show empathy. And I think when you can lead with empathy and understand where somebody is coming from, well, then together you can get to a solution, you know? So I would think that's something, that's how I would kind of translate, you know, living with salt and light is the idea that, you know, yeah, you got to kind of bring yourself back down to understand where somebody's coming from, and then you can get somewhere together. So that's how I would.
Nice. See, that's the sound of a company with a soul. And
yes.
I like that. All right. Are you ready, Alicia? What is the sound of your company?
God. So many things come to mind. They're maybe Bitty Bitty Bamba by Selena. Party in the USA, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of fun. There's my brothers and my dads are going to be like, really? But hey,
good.
Oh, I'll get better at that question, but I appreciate the idea there.
I think it's the spirit of your company comes out when you talk about partying the USA. You run a fun company. Let's face it. I mean, on the front of your package that we got, it says where flavor meets fun. It's like you beat Frito-Lay to the punch on that. What a what a great line. And now I see on the side of Frito-Lay trucks, we sell fun.
You know?
So I think that they've been paying attention to twang instead of cooking up their own ideas. So it's a joy to have you on, and thank you so much. Will you come back and visit with us and give us an update on your great company, Twang?
Yes, I will. We would love to do that. You know, Twang is, like I mentioned earlier, we're just getting started. So that's the exciting thing. It's an exciting time here at Twang, so I would love to keep coming back and sharing where we're going.
You bet. Well, we'd love to have you back, too. That was Alicia Trevino-Gonzalez, president of Twang. You can go to twang.com today to learn more, and they're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter as well. Some wonderful recipes there, and they're also distributed in over 20,000 stores across the nation. And one other significant note, and this is a big deal to Texans, is that it's best locally made product voted in San Antonio. And that's a big compliment. So congratulations to you, your family, and everybody that works at Twang.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you for having me. Have a good rest of the day.
You too. And as we conclude this show, like others, we hope that you all will continue to pursue success, but do it with significance as well.
Exactly.
Have a great week.
I love that.
It's another hurricane season. And right about now, residents are busy fortifying their nests against damage. This year, they're preparing with flood insurance. They've learned it's the extra layer of protection that prevents them from paying out of pocket or pouch for costly repairs. You too should trust your instincts this season. Get flood insurance and protect the life you've built. Visit floodsmart.gov.